Thank you again, Reverend Blue. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No problem at all.
All right, so you watched what happened over the weekend. Protests in downtown Buffalo, they turned violent in many cases. Reports of looting, reports of a car being burned. We can go on and on about the reports, but just let's get your perspective on what occurred on Saturday night and what you made of it.
Well, one of the things that I must first say that I understand the frustration. I understand the protest. I was at the protest. I didn't participate as far as speaking.
You were at Niagara Square? You were at Niagara Square?
I was at Niagara Square.
Thank you.
And I observed what was going on. It started out with the individuals stating what they desired and their displeasure with the death of George Floyd. And it was, at that time, it was peaceful. And during the time in which they asked people to disperse, they asked people to disperse peacefully and to go home. But there were others that I seen at that rally, at that protest. They anticipated confrontation. I seen gallons of milk by some of the individuals that attended that protest, which to me lets me know that they wanted to incite violence and mayhem.
They were expecting tear gas to be sprayed because the milk is an antidote for that, right?
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things that we do respect peaceful demonstrations and protests. That's our right. That's our First Amendment right. But when you have individuals who come there with the intent on discord, that's where everything turned awry. There are some issues in the city of Buffalo, Erie County, but those issues, we've been dealing with them. We've been helping to try to resolve. But we need to realize that with everything that's going on in the height of this pandemic that we're in, that's the stay at home, people not working, it's like the straw that broke the camel's back. When we look at this for years, this type of mistreatment of African Americans has ensued. But thanks to the video footage of cell phones, now a lot of things are being captured. And with police body cams, a lot of things are being captured. And people are tired. They're sick and tired of this mistreatment. They're sick and tired of not being treated fairly because of the color of their skin. So I understand the frustration. Now, as far as the violent acts, I don't condone those. The looting, people were just being opportunistic to where they wanted to something and they tried to use any means to do it. But I understand the frustration. It's been a lot. It's been 400 years since African Americans have been brought over on slave ships. It's been 101 years since they made lynching a law in Congress. So we have been fighting a fight. It seems like an uphill battle. So I understand the frustration. I don't condone the looting. I don't condone the violence, but I do think we ought to do peaceful demonstrations and peaceful protests and bring individuals to the table.
I'd like to take, if you could you just take me back to Saturday night just for just a moment here, because we're hearing a lot of thoughts about that there were outside agitators helping
Absolutely.
To fuel it. There's no doubt in your mind.
There's no doubt in my mind. The individuals that were there did not look like, I'm not saying Buffalo has a certain look, but there were individuals there. Reports have been there, even from some of the individuals that I knew who were there. There were individuals that did not live in this city, in this community, that came with the express intent on causing riotous acts. So, yes, I do believe, and from those who I've been receiving my reports from, yes, there are individuals who were there to intentionally cause disruption.
And then finally, obviously this is all very raw to us right now, but moving forward, you obviously don't condone the violence, like you said, but Saturday night's moment made a statement here in the city of Buffalo. how to move forward from it. What can you take from it, and is there an energy that can be used here to solve and deal with some of the issues that you want solved?
Yes, and I just want to even express the sentiments of our president, President Johnson, for the NAACP. We would like a ban on the use of knee holds and choke holds as an acceptable practice for police officers, or the use of a continuum for any police department in the country must ensure that at least six levels or six steps for de-escalation. We also want the state to open up records of officers that have had misconducts and disciplinary history. We want a recertification of credentials may be denied for police officers if determined that their use of deadly force was unwarranted by federal guidelines. Buffalo does have an advisory, a police advisory board, and we want to make sure that it's being used to its full potential, and that they're being used to make sure that the police department is taking care of these horrendous acts if need be. And also, Tony Beretta said, "Don't do the crime if you can't do the time." Mm-hmm. If the police officer is charged, he ought to do the time that even that individual who they arrested was supposed to do. So you know, you have to be responsible for your actions. And all because you are a public servant, it does not mean that they can hide your record if you have any type of disciplinary actions taken against you. So it's very important that we have openness and fairness when it comes down to the disciplinary acts of police officers, because, again, they are public servants. They're being paid by taxpayer dollars, and we have a right to know if there's been any type of disciplinary action on any officer who is supposed to protect and serve the community.
The Reverend Mark Ballew is the president of the Buffalo chapter of the NAACP. He joins us by phone this morning. Reverend, thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thank you.